you know, it's built in. A lot of it's built in as far as the kills, the checks, the, you know, all the alerts, all that kind of stuff. But there's some freedom for sure, you know, to change routes and do things like that. But at this point, we're trying to hone in on, you know, just being as good as we can possibly be at the plays that are in the playbook against the certain defenses we're getting. And, you know, guys are doing a good job of learning and progressing.
How do you relish that opportunity, you know, to have more control of the offense out there?
That's fun. You know, anytime you get a chance, it obviously, you know, kind of gives you the chocolate ass, and that's what you're looking for when you play quarterback.
Does this time also allow you to develop some of those nuances, maybe the unseen things between receivers that you would have during the season?
Absolutely. You know, I think that's huge. You know, at this point, we're not game planning for anybody, so we're just working on ourselves and trying to be as good as we can possibly be at what we're doing. And like you said, I mean, you know, football, there's a bunch of variables. You know, a play might look a certain way versus one coverage and totally different versus another. So, you know, we're kind of working on that right now.
Ray Olson, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, the offense was very, very raw. Those were his words. But he's happy with where you are now. Are you happy with the progress?
Yeah, you know, I think we're moving in the right direction. And, you know, that's what you want to do. At this point in the year, you want to put good practices on top of good ones. And when you make mistakes, which we're going to, learn from them and trying to limit them, you know, from happening again. And, you know, that's something that we've stressed as an offense. We know we're going to have mistakes. This is a new system. But, you know, guys are taking to it and really trying to master it.
What part of this is the hardest part to come?
You know, I think just for, you know, for me, I line up in the same spot every time, pretty much. So it's not tough for me. But some of those guys, I would say for those guys, you know, I think just getting lined up, calling formations, new formations, motions, shifts, all that kind of stuff. So that would be, you know, the biggest thing for those guys. And for me, you just got to know it all in and out. You know, you got to know every little nuance there is to know it. And, you know, that's what I'm working on as diligently as I possibly can at this point.
Speaking of where you line up, are you going to be, how much more are you going to be under center this year?
I'm not sure. You know, we're mixing it up right now. I'm doing a bunch of it, so... You know, it's something that I'm comfortable with.
Matthew, Swanson and Austin have been getting some run with the first group with Dom and Sims taking some time. How have they looked to you? I mean, especially Swanson, since he's new to all this.
He's good. He's obviously an intelligent guy. You know, I think Rodney had a great offseason. He's, you know, gotten a lot stronger, which is scary to think because he's already a strong guy. But, you know, he did a great job in the weight room, was here every day, doing a great job working hard and, you know, got him moving. And Swanson, guard, center, and they're picking it up. It's no easy task for those guys. You know, Rodney's still a young player in his own right, too. So it's a new system for everybody, but those guys are doing great. I think it helps them to have 51 in front of them, you know, showing them the ropes. He's a great leader in that room and a guy that's been doing it for a long time. So they take notes, do it like he's done it for a while. They'll be pretty good. One of the fun parts of this year is kind of imagining down the road what guys' roles are going to be in this offense, and guys kind of just go out there and play, and then you kind of build roles for them. And, you know, Ebron's obviously a young guy. He's super, you know, athletic and can get in and out of cuts, but he's raw. He's young. He's got to learn the NFL game like every rookie does. But there's definitely flashes of big-time talent. Jeremy Ross, a guy, like he said, we didn't have a whole lot of time to work him into the system, you know, last year, just kind of sign and play kind of thing. And, you know, he's done a great job for us. Obviously, he's a talented returner, but has gotten a little bit more burn and, you know, with the ones of the receivers with, you know, Golden being down some and, you know, guys missing a day or two. He's been out there, you know, playing really well for us. So, you know, we're excited. Obviously, just got to kind of find everybody's niche and you know, do the best we can with them.